Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Voice is almost back to normal. I'm sitting here listening to podcast, Biggest Problem in the Universe. I've talked about this podcast before. This is episode 59 I'm listening to. I'm 20 episodes behind. Episode 79 is the latest one. I talked about this podcast before, and Maddox and his weird belief that the broken window fallacy is not a fallacy. And this is important because I think, because Maddox is a statist, and he thinks he's intelligent, and he thinks he's an intellectual, and the arguments he's making here are exactly the kind of arguments that statists will make. And that's why I want to point this out. So if you find the episode where he talks about the broken window fallacy, Maddox says it's not a fallacy because, for example, when the hurricanes come through these cities and they destroy all the buildings, well, then people have to come in and they build new buildings and it creates all these new construction jobs and people get all this new shiny stuff and this is wonderful for the economy. Okay? So see, not a fallacy. Broken windows, great things. We break all these windows, you get all this wonderful economic activity. Now, in this episode, episode 59, is it 59? It's 59 I'm listening to. My nose is clogging back up and my voice is going already. In this episode, Dick Masterson is making the argument against making laws to protect people from themselves. Laws against smoking cigarettes, laws saying you have to wear a seatbelt, all this other stuff. And of course, Maddox is making the argument, oh no, of course the government should make it illegal to smoke cigarettes because he dredges out the same thing that statists always say. Well, but it affects everybody else because we have to pay for the smoker who gets lung cancer. Now, hold on a second, Maddox. Broken window fallacy, not a fallacy. You see, when these people, if these people didn't get lung cancer, well, wouldn't that reduce the number of people who go to hospitals? Isn't it good that people get sick, that people get lung cancer from smoking? Because then they have to go to hospitals, and the hospitals make money, and nurses, and doctors, and chiropractors, they have all these jobs. It's just like when a hurricane hits the city and levels it. See, there's all these jobs that are created. So when you don't, well, Maddox just gave this example, you're not wearing your seatbelt and you have a wreck and you go through the windshield and your injuries are worse. Well, isn't that what you want? Because if your injuries are worse, then that's more work for the doctors and the nurses and the hospital and the pharmaceutical corporations. It's just like when an earthquake destroys a city or a hurricane destroys a city. See, Maddox is now arguing that the broken window fallacy does in fact exist, even though he thinks the broken window fallacy is not a fallacy and that hurricanes and earthquakes are good things because they destroy buildings and kill people and this generates economic activity. Yet when you smoke a cigarette and get lung cancer and generate economic activity, all of a sudden this is a bad thing. Now, of course, we all know what you should be doing, which is, of course, what you should be doing. We anarchists know, of course, where things should be at, which is if you let people smoke cigarettes and die, there should be no socialized healthcare. And let people go through their windshield for not wearing a seatbelt. Either you have insurance or they don't. Who cares? Not our fucking problem. But it's just fascinating to listen to the statist saying, earthquakes are good because they generate economic activity, but smoking is bad because it cost money. Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, again. It's been about 24 hours since I recorded that anarchy moment. I just wanted to follow that with another thought. Notice how when confronted with this concept that people who engage in bad behavior, smoking, overeating, so forth and so on, people who require additional health care, cost other people money. And you notice whenever the statist is confronted with that concept, the statist always responds with the idea that because these people's behavior, smoking cigarettes in this case, results in them costing society money because of their healthcare needs, the statist always automatically goes straight to, we need to control their behavior and prevent them from smoking. Do you notice how no statist in the history of fucking who will build the roadism, no fucking statist has ever said, hey, maybe we should stop making people pay for other people's health care, right? If the person who smokes cigarettes is costing the rest of us money because of their health care treatment, instead of passing laws to stop the person from smoking, why don't we simply eliminate the system under which the people who don't smoke have to pay the medical cost of the person who does smoke? Now, of course, we know the answer to this, you and I as anarcho-capitalist. It's because statists are constantly seeking to get resources from other people. And while these statists may not approve of the smoking and all this other stuff, the statist certainly wants his or her or its health care to be paid for by other people. Right, the statist will sit here and say, well, the person who smokes, their health care is subsidized by other people, so they should stop smoking. But the statist will never say, well, the person who wants to get a free abortion is getting their health care subsidized by other people, so they shouldn't get abortions. Or they will never say, well, we shouldn't have transsexual, what do you call it, changing men into women and men into women. Wait, women into women. Women are already women. Changing women into women. That wouldn't take much. Changing men into men. No, men are already changing men into women. See, it's just, I can't even say it. Changing men into women. Changing women into men. How much of that is subsidized by my tax money? How much of that is subsidized by health insurance that other people pay? Right, all of this. So the statist, instead of just, let's just get rid of all of the fucking subsidizing, and we have no problem. But you see, the statist will never go there because the statist lives for the redistribution of wealth. So they want to redistribute wealth, but we just don't want to redistribute any of it to people who smoke cigarettes. We want to redistribute it to people who get abortions, people who get their gender are changed. You know, we want to transfer it to people who are getting mental health counseling, all that sort of wealth transfer is perfectly acceptable. And there it is. A statist will never fucking stop to consider. You know, and then of course, if you want to eliminate smoking, again, you get rid of Obamacare because now everybody gets health insurance, no matter how much they smoke. Again, just get rid of Obamacare. Let the insurance companies not insure people who smoke cigarettes. Let the insurance companies, or if they do, let the insurance companies say, hey, we don't pay for lung cancer. This could happen in a market environment, but it can't happen under statism. So look at statism. This is statism. Statism is a system in which, let's think about this for a second, kids. Let think about this. Statism, this is the world we're living in right now. The government takes money away from people who earn the money by the threat of violence, then takes that tax money and gives it to tobacco farmers in the form of subsidies, gives it to corporations that produce cigarettes in the form of tax breaks and all this other shit, and probably also some kind of direct funding, who knows. So these products, cigarettes, which are then produced by the corporations that get tax breaks using the tobacco bought from the farmers that get subsidies, are then manufactured and distributed and taxed, which goes to the government, and then made illegal in certain circumstances, because if you smoke them, you'll get a disease which other people have to pay for via health insurance, which the other people now have to pay for that because the government has said that you must buy health insurance and that nobody can be refused health insurance. What an interesting, twisting web. And of course, part of the point of this is because at every level you have taxes. You tax the people who work, you give their money as subsidies to the farmers. The farmers grow the tobacco and sell it. They pay taxes on that. The corporations, they get the tax breaks, they get, you know, all the write-offs and whatever. They manufacture the cigarettes, they buy all the stuff they need to manufacture the cigarettes. They pay taxes, they pay their employees, they pay taxes on all the employees. The employees pay taxes, they sell the cigarettes. Other people buy the cigarettes. When the consumer buys the cigarettes, they pay taxes. Then they have to buy health insurance because they're forced to buy the health insurance. Health insurance corporations, you know, Obamacare corporations, health insurance corporations are corporations. For those of you who think liberal Democrats hate corporations, Obamacare forces you to buy a product and service from a corporation. Okay, so then the corporations, the health insurance corporations, because you know the Democrats hate corporations, that's why they force you to buy health insurance from a corporation. Then the health insurance corporations, they pay taxes, and then when you get sick and you go to the fucking doctor, you go to the hospital, whatever, you're paying for your health care, except you're not paying for it because the other people who buy the health insurance are subsidizing it because they were all forced to buy health insurance. So now all this money is going to the hospital and the doctors, and they pay taxes. Oh, it's just all, it's all about the taxes. Again, just market environment would solve all of this shit. Cigarettes would be dirt cheap. I mean, tobacco grows out of the fucking ground. You wrap some paper around it. It's not really expensive. A pack of cigarettes does not really cost $8 to create. Tobacco would be dirt cheap. Healthcare would be a lot cheaper. Insurance would be reasonable. The insurance companies could just say, hey, we're not going to insure people who smoke, or we're not going to cover lung cancer as a result of smoking. Everything done, happy, finished. Yada, yada, yada. Ah, perfect little anarcho-capitalist world. But then, what would an idiot like Maddox complain about? And of course, he would still maintain that earthquakes, which destroy property and kill people, are a good thing because they make people spend money. And what's so great about spending money? Well, when you spend money, you pay taxes.